Poor.
Newstalk ZB, Jonathan Windust is a portfolio manager with Milford Asset Management. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver Category Fund Manager of the Year Award in both 2013 and 2014. The award is recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. For more information or for an investment statement, visit milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or call 0800 662 345. Good evening to you, Jonathan. So new company listing activity remains strong in New Zealand and in Australia.
Yes, Greg. Yeah, no, it's been a busy time. Late last week, we had two new companies priced for the stock market. Scales Corporation, an Apollon logistics company, and Metro Glass, as its name suggests, a glass company. They're both priced near the bottom or at the bottom of their range, giving market capitalizations of roughly 220 and 315 million, respectively. Both companies are going to list at the end of the month. And by way of disclosure, Milford participated in both of these IPOs on behalf of our clients.
So what's your overall view of these two companies?
On the positive side, yeah, both companies are very well managed and got very good business models with strong market shares and strong profit margins. They're both growing significantly in recent years, with Scales operating profit forecast to grow 160% and Metro Glass 360% over the 3 years to the end of their forecast periods. They're both quite cyclical companies and clearly benefit from the improvement in the underlying company. But they've also been very well managed and implemented a large number of improvements, which have also enhanced their profit.
Okay, so what are the risks?
The key risk is that after 3 years of very strong growth, they're unable to continue to grow in line with the market or their expectations. In the short term, they're both actually likely to meet their prospectus earnings forecasts. Because in the case of Scales, all the apples are harvested and they're largely being sold already. And in case of Metro Glass, we've got good visibility on their earnings because they're highly correlated to building consent. However, the risk is more longer term. As I said before, the earnings of both of these companies are quite cyclical and may vary significantly from year to year due to factors which could largely be out of the control of the companies. Additionally, investors are actually buying these companies after a period of very strong growth, which creates a high benchmark for future performance. And in most industries, when you have high profit margins, as Scales and Metro Glass currently do, it's actually hard to continue those margins often because it encourages competitions and new companies to enter the market. Now, both these companies do have pretty good barriers to entry in the short term, so it's unlikely in the short term, but longer term, these profit margins will encourage some competition. Scales is also an agricultural company, so there's a lot of risk, as most people know, around agricultural in terms of the level of production and always the price, which, as we know, can go up and down with demand, but also the exchange rate.
All right, performance-wise, how have the other recent IPOs done in the market?
Yeah, there's been quite a few numbers, and we've tracked 31 IPOs in Australia and New Zealand over the last year. The result shows that there's been an average gain on day one of around 5%, and then the IPOs have largely performed in line with the market. However, within those averages, there are a lot of ups and downs. So the best performing IPOs have been up over 60%, while the worst performing have actually fallen around 60%. So it's important to pick the right IPOs.
Are there any other companies coming to the market anytime soon?
Yeah, there's still a good pipeline of opportunities for investors. In New Zealand, the next one is a company called Vista Group, which is a software company which makes software for the cinema industry. They're a very global company with only roughly 2% of their sales in New Zealand, and they're very well positioned. They've got very strong market positions and a strong market share in their sectors. The other good thing about Vista is it's got a profitable core business, but also a number of smaller businesses which provide the opportunity for growth. And again, as with the other companies, it's forecasting strong growth of 50% for the 3 years ending at the end of the prospectus forecast period. Investors, when they weigh up these investments, have to judge whether this growth can continue in the future and what price they're willing to pay for that growth.
All right, cheers for that, Jonathan. Jonathan Windust, Portfolio Manager with Milford Asset Management. Jamie Mackay from The Farming Show is next. News Talk ZB.